Pepsi-Cola, P-E-P-S-I. That's your smartest cola buy. Pepsi-Cola presents Counter Spy.
Washington calling David Harding, Counter Spy. Washington calling David Harding, Counter Spy.
Harding, Counter Spy, calling Washington.
United States Counter Spies, especially appointed to investigate and combat the enemies of our country, both at home and abroad.
Tonight, the case of the Hoodlum's Hero, a thrilling counter-spy report to the American people. Brought to you each Tuesday and Thursday by delicious Pepsi-Cola. And now, another report to the American people. In your family's interest, listen to these findings recently released by the United States Testing Company, Incorporated.
After thorough and impartial tests, Pepsi-Cola proved of highest purity. Pepsi-Cola has more quick food energy and value, ounce for ounce, than any other leading nationally known cola.
Yes, tested, compared against all other leading nationally known cola drinks, Pepsi-Cola won out. You get the best, and twice as much, in delicious Pepsi-Cola. And now to Counter Spy.
Snowstorm sure comes in handy, huh, Jigger?
Yeah, Benny. Hey, which freight car is it?
It's the one after the next.
Benny, I hope you got that railroad Bulls Beach figured out right.
I always get everything figured out right, Squirt. Remember that.
Okay, sure, Benny, sure.
And what are you shaking in your pants about?
Just a little scared.
Look, it's the kid's first job, Benny.
Who's asking you an opinion, Jigger?
What? Nobody, Benny.
And keep your trap shut. Okay, here we are. You take the chisel, Jigger.
Right.
Squirt you the hammer.
Yeah.
Use the burlap over it to keep it quiet.
All right, Benny.
I'll pry up the lock. I'll get under it with the crowbar. Yeah, it's starting to give. A couple more whacks will do it.
Okay, Benny. All yours.
Right.
I'll have this lock off and nothing flat.
Okay. Push the door back. Let's get in there.
Okay.
All right, give me the flashlight, Chicken.
Here you are, Benny.
Them's the crates. I will see if they got those fancy precision tools in them like I was tipped off. You hold down the end of the crate, Squirt. Jigger will pry up the top. Right, Jigger.
Right, Benny.
There they are. A whole mess of super-duper tools.
Boy, did you bring us a couple of good bucks, huh, Benny?
Just like the man said. Got the gunny sack, Squirt?
Yeah, right here, Benny.
Okay, pass one to Jigger. You two get them filled up fast. I'll start on another crate.
Okay, kid, let's you and I make like Santa Claus.
Yeah. Hold it.
What's the matter?
Shut up. But I heard somebody outside. Somebody walking on the snow. Nah, I guess it was nothing.
Come here, Jay.
Let go of my leg. Let go.
Jigger, what are we going to do?
You're coming with me, all of you.
By chance of that, copper.
You crazy kid. Put that knife down.
Sure, copper. I'll put it down. I'll put it down in you.
Danny, Jigger, over here behind the hallway stairs, Squirt.
Where you been, Squirt?
Shh. My mom and Papa right there in the parlor. Let's go downstairs.
Okay.
Benny wants to know where you've been for the last 3 days, Squirt.
Why didn't you show up the next morning like you were supposed to? Don't you want your cut on those tools, Squirt?
No, Benny.
Why not?
Shut your face, Jigger. I'm handling this.
I'm afraid, Benny. I don't want to do anything like that again.
What's to be afraid of? I got rid of the merchandise. Everybody forgot about that railroad dick getting knocked off.
Just the same, Benny.
Just the same, you ain't pulling out.
But, Benny, look, I...
Oh!
You're staying in, you understand?
Hey, Benny!
You're in till I say you can pull out.
Hey, Benny, please, no more.
No more. I'm going to slap that face of yours around so I make sure you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, that's enough of that.
It's the idea. We were just staying...
Come with me. You and these two kids with you. Let's go.
But where are we going?
You're going to headquarters.
And this is headquarters, Benny. How do you like it? No clippers in the back, Muggsy.
Yeah, Mr. Laredo, sure.
Well, I asked you kids how you liked
it. It's okay, Miss Laredo. It's real okay.
Gee, your own barber chair and everything.
Yeah. Hey, who's the silent kid?
I am. That's Squirt.
Maybe Squirt ain't impressed.
Sure he is. Ain't you, Squirt? Ain't you?
Yeah, sure.
So you all think a lot of Slick Laredo's headquarters, huh? Well, you should. A lot of business goes on in this office. Big business. I guess you kids thought it was the cops when I had you picked up, huh?
Yeah, you had me fooled, Mr. Laredo.
Yeah, and scared?
I ain't ever scared. Of nothing.
Tough kid, huh?
I get along.
I like a kid who's got guts. Just like I was when I was a greenhorn. How much did Joe give you for the tools, Benny?
Tools, Mr. Laredo? I don't know what you're getting at.
Smart mouth, too. Kid's okay, hey, Muggsy?
Yeah, boss, okay.
Now, look, Benny, I know you took the tools to the fence. Joe told me all about it. Tough about that railroad bull, huh? A little off the top, Muggsy.
Yeah, boss, sure.
I had my eye on you and Jigger here for a long time.
Hey, Benny, he's been watching us.
Benny, how would you and Jigger and Squirt like to come in with me?
Come in with you, Mr. Laredo?
It's Slick to you, Benny.
Well, Slick, what's your proposition?
Hey, Muggsy, how do you like this kid? Pretty sharp, huh?
Yeah, boss, sure.
The proposition, Benny, is drawing a count on 10% of all you take. No penny-ante stuff like freight yard hauls, either. I set the deals up for you, and I protect you.
Gee, Benny, that sounds swell to me. What do you think, Squirt?
Who asked you two characters for an opinion?
Well, Benny.
Okay, Slick. It's a deal. Now, about that 10%.
What about it?
I like to look forward to promotions.
Oh, real sharp kid, huh? We'll talk about promotions after your first job. It's set for Tuesday night, bookie joint over on 3rd Avenue. I'll line it out with you tomorrow, okay?
It's okay with me.
And Benny.
Yes, Slick?
Get rid of that knife you carry. You're in the big time now. I got a special gun for you. Okay, Muggsy, go easy on the sideburns, huh?
Yeah, boss, sure.
From David Harding, Counter-Spy Headquarters, Washington, to Commissioner of Police Robert Denfield, Bay City. Replying to your recent request for assistance in regard to rise of juvenile delinquency in your city, my assistant Harry Peters and I will arrive your city tomorrow morning. We'll meet you at headquarters.
Write down this card, Mr. Harding. We've turned the whole sub-basement of our police headquarters here into a special lineup room for juvenile cases.
I see, Commissioner Denfield. To separate them from the older and hardened criminals, huh?
Yes. I got the idea from one of your counter-spy bulletins. I asked you to come down here, Mr. Harding, so you could see firsthand this city's juvenile delinquency problem.
Well, that's why we're on this tour, Commissioner Denfield. See what the counter-spies can do to help.
Oh, here we are. We can sit right here in the back of the room. All right, Myers, you may begin. Mr. Harding, I think you'll be shocked by the youthfulness of our offenders.
Well, after the conditions I've seen in other cities, Commissioner, I'm a little beyond being shocked.
Oh, there go the lights down. They're ready to begin.
James Valenti, alias Joe Valley, alias the Sheriff. Age 18, 5 feet 8 inches, 138 pounds. Charged with unlawful entry. Previous offenses, assault, carrying arms without a permit, breaking and entering. Step down.
He started at 15, Mr. Harding.
A running start, I'd say, Commissioner.
Sidney Ratter, alias Sullen Sam, alias Nuts, age 19, 5 feet 11, 172 pounds, charged with felonious assault. Previous offenses, assault and battery, carrying concealed weapons. Step down.
19 years old.
Wait till you hear about the next one, Mr. Harding.
Anthony Romano, age 17, 5 feet 7 inches, 153 pounds, held for arraignment and first-degree murder charge. Step down.
Killer at 17.
As a result of gang vengeance, Mr. Harding. Have you seen enough?
Yes, yes, plenty.
Hold it, Myers.
All right, Commissioner.
Mr. Harding, some days we get as many as 30 juvenile offenders.
Well, Commissioner, I've seen cities where the rate was even higher. But in many cases, we've been able to effect a marked decrease. However, it's not a thing you lick overnight.
Oh, I know that, Mr. Harding. And I know, too, the fine work you're accomplishing with your junior counter-spy organization. I hope you can help us.
Well, we'll do all we can. I'd better get upstairs to my assistant, Harry Peters. He should be about finished going through your files. Well, Peter, come up with anything?
Dave, looks as if you're right again.
You mean you found a likely Fagan in the files?
I've got a line on one rackets boy in this town who sure looks as if he's it.
Now, go ahead.
I'll read you my notes. Salvador Laredo, nicknamed Slick, because he's fastidious about his dress and appearance. 31 years old, 12 arrests, no convictions.
I can see where the Slick fits for other reasons.
Over half of his arrests were for contributing to delinquency of minors, such as sale of lottery tickets, working numbers racket, gambling and betting in pool halls and bowling alleys.
Anything else on him, Peter?
Nothing except that he was a former dead-end kid who worked his way to the criminal top.
I'm afraid that's much more than nothing, Peter.
What do you mean, Dave?
Well, I mean that kids who get off on the wrong foot are easily attracted to a racketeer like Laredo.
Yes, I didn't know what you were driving at. Kids with the wrong slant would make an idol of a character like that. Do anything for him.
So we have the same old problem, trying to make those boys understand that it's unhealthy to respect a lawbreaker. Well, Peters, we'll put him under 24-hour surveillance. We'll keep at it until Slick finds out he's not as slick as he thinks he is.
What time is it, Chicken?
2 minutes to go, Benny. Hey, Benny, what are the cops easy in the alley?
You going chicken on me again, Squirt?
No, Benny. Just the way things are now with us working for Slick Laredo and you and I with a gun and all. Look, Benny, what if you had to use that gun?
So I know how to use it. Even better than a knife. And if you ever try anything funny, Squirt, I'll show you what I mean.
Hey, Benny, can we move in now, huh?
No. Slick said the bookie in that shop there don't finish counting his take till 2 a.m. Slick said to hit him right on the dot at 2. That's when we're moving in.
Hey, Benny.
What is it?
There's somebody down there at the end of the alley.
I don't see nobody.
I'm sure. I saw something move.
It's just a cat, you dumb cluck. Ought to paste your face in for giving us the jumps.
It's 2 o'clock, Benny.
Okay, let's go. Here's the back door. You stay behind me when he opens the door, Jacob. Remember the code knock?
Yeah. 3 long and 2 short.
Mm-hmm. Now, you, Squid, you stick right here. Keep your eye peeled.
Yeah? What do you want?
It's a stick-up, pal.
Huh?
Reach and keep him there.
Why, you crummy little punk.
Get him up like I said, or I'll blow your stupid brains right out of that fat face. Up! All right, now back up. Come on, Jacob. Close the door.
Right.
All right, where's the bundle, fat face?
Bundle?
The dough to take for today. Where is it?
Okay. Over there in the safe.
So go on, open it.
Sure.
You're being too easy, fat face.
If you're thinking of pulling a fast one, forget it.
I've seen too many trigger-happy kids like you to try anything fast. I know better than to...
Hey, Lenny, get up the gun!
Give me that gun or I'll break your arm right off.
Yeah, fat face, I'll give it to you right now. Let's get out of here, Benny.
When I'm finished. All right, fat face, you asked for it.
No, don't, not again.
So I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you for good.
In a moment, back to Counter Spy, presented by delicious Pepsi-Cola. Have you heard about those tests by that famous laboratory? Have you heard the latest news in the Pepsi-Cola story?
Yes, there's big news about Pepsi. The cola you've always known was most delicious, the cola you've always known was best value, is now shown to be the cola of proven highest quality. That's right. The U.S. Testing Company Incorporated reports you get more quick food energy ounce for ounce in delicious Pepsi-Cola than any other nationally known leading cola drink.
Yes, your Pepsi is really tops. Taste the tops, is the tops, and gives the most. So go ahead, enjoy that extra zing and bounce delicious Pepsi gives you. Insist on it wherever you may be. When you stop at the fountain, make sure you say,
Pepsi, please.
When you stop at a stand, make sure you say,
Pepsi, please.
And at the store, get Pepsi in the money-saving carton of six big 12-ounce bottles. Pepsi's six bottles serve 12 refreshing glassfuls, twice as much. So save money and get the best. Come on, sing the Pepsi song with us.
Pepsi-Cola hits the spot. Two full glasses, that's a lot. Twice as much and better, too. Pepsi-Cola is the drink for you. Delicious Pepsi-Cola. Delicious Pepsi-Cola. Delicious Pepsi-Cola. Delicious Pepsi-Cola.
And now, back to Counter Spy.
Counter-Spy Field Office to Peters, Special Squad Car X-3.
Peters, go ahead, Dave.
What's your location, Peters?
Wentworth Avenue between 5th and 6th. Cruising.
Well, Peters, I just got a call from Commissioner Denfield about Slick Laredo. I'll meet you at the corner of 11th and Millwood. Get there as fast as you can.
Will do, Chief.
Peters, the name of the murdered bookie is Johnny Sandusky.
That mean anything to you?
Yes, Dave. Sandusky's name was on one of those Laredo reports I turned into you. He was one of Slick Laredo's biggest rivals in this town.
So was Vince Fresno, until he was mysteriously murdered 2 months ago.
Get the picture, Peters? How can you miss it? Laredo's out to consolidate his position as top racket boy.
That's it. We know from our surveillance reports on Laredo that he wasn't within 5 miles of the store where the murder took place early this morning. So the question is, who does Laredo's dirty work?
You think it might be some kids, Dave?
Well, that's possible, in view of the fact that Slick Laredo is notorious for exploiting minors.
What's your plan, Chief?
Well, an old but reliable one, to capitalize on criminal pattern. You can almost be sure that Laredo isn't going to stop eliminating his competition until he can wear his crown without worry.
Well, according to our reports, Laredo still has two big rivals outstanding. Georgie Troy and Ken Easton.
Yes. So I've asked Commissioner Denfield not to have Laredo picked up for questioning in Sandusky's murder.
Let him think he got away with it,
I have an idea it'll encourage him to proceed with his elimination tournament with a little less caution.
In other words, Dave, build up his ego.
That's right, Peters. Build it up for the big letdown.
Benny, you shouldn't call me here at the house.
Squirt, me and Jigger are still waiting for you down at the candy store. What's the stall for?
My mom's right in the next room. I can't talk now.
You don't have to talk. I'll do the talking. Slick Laredo is expecting us over at his headquarters. And Slick's like me. He don't like to be kept waiting.
Yeah, but Benny, I don't feel so good.
You'll feel a lot worse if I have to come there and get you.
No, Benny, please. Don't do that.
Okay, then, Squirt. You got just 5 minutes to get here.
Mm.
Feels good, Woodsy. Keep working on that shoulder a little.
Yeah, boss, sure.
Great thing a rub down, Benny. Keeps you right in the pink.
Slick, you said we were going to talk business.
I'm the one guy who can mix business with pleasure. That right, Muggsy?
Yeah, boss, sure.
Some vocabulary Muggsy's got, huh, Benny? But Muggsy ain't as dumb as he sounds. The less you talk, the less trouble you get into. Hey, Muggsy?
Yeah, boss, sure.
Benny, I had Jigger and Squirt wait outside because I wanted to talk to you alone. I had one of my smokes on the table there. I got them special blended for me.
No, thanks. Slick, you still haven't said anything about our 10% for the job the other night.
10%? What 10% are you talking about?
The 10 you promised. Hey, what are you trying to pull?
I changed my mind about the 10%.
The deal was 10%.
That was the deal. Now I got another.
Look, there was some trouble getting that dough. You know, I had to knock Sandusky off.
That's the way things go sometimes. Well, turn over so you can work on the other side, Muggsy.
Yeah, boss, sure.
Look, Slick, me and my boys delivered.
Sure, you delivered. I like the way you did it.
Well, then why cut us down?
Who said I was cutting you down? I'm upping the percentage.
What?
To 25, Benny. What do you say to that?
25? Hey, that's okay.
Hey, what's the catch?
You like this, Benny, huh, Muggsy? On his toes, always looking for the angle, huh? Got what it takes, huh?
Yeah, boss, sure.
No catch, Benny. I like the way you operate. You got guts, know what to do when it's got to be done.
That's right, Slick. I'm no slouch.
Now, Benny, I got another job for you. Call Jigger and Squirt in here, and I'll line the proposition out.
Dave, Agent Braden just radioed his report to our patrol point.
Any activity at Ken Easton's bookie shop, Peters?
Nothing so far, Dave. Report says it's quiet as a mouse over there.
All right, Peters, but I'm willing to bet a good part of my pension that there will be activity soon, either at Easton's or Georgie Troy's place across the street.
I'm beginning to fall asleep on my feet, Dave.
Yeah. A little done in myself, Peters. Almost 2 a.m.
Well, looks like tonight's not the night, Dave. You may just as well...
Hey, back in the doorway, Dave.
What's up?
That boy. Coming out of the alley across the street. Mm-hmm. Under that Pepsi-Cola sign. See him?
Yeah. The alley right next to Troy's place.
There he goes back in again.
Must be the lookout.
Let's go, Peters. We'll grab him first.
Let go! Will you let go of me?
You're staying right here, youngster.
Well, I didn't do anything.
You whistled when you saw us coming. You gave your friends a signal to make a run for it.
No, I didn't, mister. I was just whistling because
I... got away, Mr. Hunting. Ducked over a back fence.
All right, Peters. We'll take this one back to the car. Now, look, Squirt, telling me the truth will only do you good.
Please, Mr. Harding, I told you what I was doing in that alley.
Mr. Harding said the truth, Squirt.
I know quite a bit about boys, Squirt. I've dealt with all kinds. I can tell pretty quickly just what kind of a person a boy is at heart. You're frightened. That's why you're not telling me the truth.
But I...
And it's not because you're afraid of me. It's someone else.
Mr. Harding, let me alone, will you?
You're protecting someone else, not because you like him, but because you fear him.
You've got nothing to fear now, Squirt.
He'll kill me if I talk. I know he'll kill me.
Whoever it is, Squirt, I promise you he'll never get the chance.
Is it Slick Laredo?
Slick? How did you know we were...
Then it is Laredo.
No, he's not the one I'm scared of.
But you have been working for Laredo.
I...
Come on, Squirt, answer. It is Laredo, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Harding. We were working for Laredo.
I promise you, Squirt, you have everything to gain if you'll tell us the whole story.
All right, Mr. Harding. I'll tell you everything.
What'd you come back here for, Benny? You're supposed to follow orders.
I want to talk to you, Slick.
So talk.
Alone.
Vamoose, Muggsy.
Yeah, boss, sure.
So now we're alone, Benny.
I want to talk to you about the job tonight.
The job we didn't finish pulling.
Didn't finish?
Because we didn't get a chance.
What are you driving at?
The cops were outside Georgie Troy's place.
What?
They grabbed Squirt. Jigger and me lammed over a fence just in time.
Will Squirt talk?
Sure he'll open. Squirt's yellow from top to bottom.
Well, we better blow out of town.
You're staying right here, Slick.
What? Hey, what's the idea of that?
I'm giving this gun back to you, Slick.
Back?
Right in that sneaky face of yours.
Hey, what's the matter with you? Crazy or something?
Yeah, like a fox. Before I beat it out of Georgie Troy's place, he tipped me off to your angle, Slick.
Angle? I ain't got any angle.
You didn't care about the dough we got for you on the halls. That's why you gave us 25%. All you cared about was getting the competition out of the way.
You can't believe Troy. He'd tell you anything.
You were just using me to torpedo Sandusky and Troy. The next haul was to be set up at Ken Easton's joint, wasn't it, Slick? Easton was to be next, huh? And then when I got rid of Easton for you, I'd get the kiss off.
Ah, Benny, you got it all wrong. I wouldn't do a thing like that to you.
You're a stinking liar. I'm going to give you the same kind of a break you were going to give me. I'll give you...
Nice work, Muggsy.
Yeah, boss, sure.
Good thing I had that buzzer signal button on the side of my desk. Imagine a little punk like that trying to outsmart Slick Laredo.
What do we do about him, boss?
It's gonna give me a special pleasure to take care of him right now. Hand me his gun.
Here you are.
Goodbye, Benny.
Drop that gun, Laredo.
Boss!
Drop it or my next shot will be your finish.
Okay. Don't shoot again.
Keep the other one covered, Peter.
Got it, Mr. Harding.
Harding.
That's right, Laredo.
How's Benny, Peter?
Just a crack on the head. He'll be coming around any minute, Chief.
All right, Peter. While we're waiting, we'll explain to Slick Laredo just how bad an investment young hoodlums can be.
Well, that takes care of the hoodlums' hero. Now let's take care of the refreshments. Bring on those big, big Pepsis and have delicious Pepsi-Cola all around. Mmm, tastes good. You just can't match Pepsi's fresh, tangy flavor. And there's plenty for two of you in Pepsi's big 12-ounce bottle. Get Pepsi by the carton. It's six bottles, but 12 drinks. So save all that money and enjoy that extra zing and bounce delicious Pepsi gives you. Remember, Pepsi's proven highest quality, yet it gives you twice as much.
Pepsi-Cola is a spot, two full glasses, that's a lot, twice as much and better too. Pepsi-Cola is a drink for you. Delicious Pepsi-Cola, delicious Pepsi-Cola, delicious Pepsi-Cola, delicious Pepsi-Cola.
Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, same station, to Counter Spy. Listen on Tuesday for the exciting Case of the Fabulous Formula.
The discovery of a new defense secret and the brutal liquidation of the inventor sent your counter spies on a trail of violent death. The stakes, an important government secret. The enemy, one of the strangest we have ever faced. Listen on Tuesday to
The Case of the Fabulous Formula on Counter Spy. Tonight's Counter Spy program originated in New York, was directed by Marks B. Loeb, dramatized by Edward Adamson, and featured Don McLaughlin and Mandel Kramer, with music by Jesse Crawford. This is Jay Jackson speaking. Counter Spy is a Phillips H. Lord production for Pepsi-Cola. Enjoy some delicious Pepsi tonight.